I'm telling you the truth. This is what I'm thinking. Right? So the guy says, oh, I say, do you want me to call you after the summer? That's how I talk to customers, like this time of year. Do you want me to call you after the summer? And I say, oh, no, call me next week. It's fine. Okay. But it leaves the impression that I'm not trying to force feed my crap down your throat because I've got the answer here and I can help you big time. So that's the keys, and that system works. You get that going for your distributor, and I'll tell you, it will make a big difference. You guys will be doing more business, and they can have people come in. Where do they get people? They can go down to a grocery store, and they can put a little sign up in a grocery store. And what I like to say on those little signs is learn the latest software, phone verification. They're not doing phone selling. If you say phone selling, you know, people are going to go, phone selling? I don't want to do that. Phone verification, that's all this is. This is phone verification. Because you're the guy that's going to go in and do the selling. They're not capable of doing it. But I'll tell you, you get some skilled people that can do this, man. They can eat through records big time. How many phone calls can you make in a day? Let me ask you that. Huh?
Already visiting account?
How many phone calls did John Mitchell make one day when he didn't do anything else but make phone calls?
230.
No.
123
phone calls. Cranking big time. 123 phone calls in one day. Give me 1,000 records that I can go through them in 2 weeks. Do you think if you called 1,000 records in your territory that you'd find some new opportunities? Let me ask you that. But you can only sell them Seco. What can distributors sell them?
Everything.
This is what distributors should be doing. Absolutely for sure.
Yep.
Oh, is that? Do they really?
They've got a division set up just for doing that now. Well, that's all they do.
Down in, where's it, Harrisburg?
Yeah.
Where's it?
Yeah.
Is that the big reason they bought Gainel?
That's huge
for their network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know,
if
you look at what it costs one of you guys, and it's in the $300 a visit. If you go out there, I remember when I first took over as a sales guy in Southern California, it's the God's honest truth, I got the old guy's car. The guy was a cigar smoker, believe it or not. He had this big Chevy Impala, like with the cloth with the cigar smoke just totally impregnating the car. I had to torch the car to get a new one, something like that. I'm riding around, and I got this book. You know, I'm riding around cursing, and I got this book, right? I got this book of accounts, and I'm driving to each account to find... Where's this way? You know, there was no MapQuest and this kind of shit, and I'm in L.A. trying to figure out where the hell things are. It's like, where's the ocean now? Okay, it's over there somewhere? Okay, I need to be going that way then, right? Okay. Finding accounts, driving around. Now, think of how fast you're going to go broke with a sales guy like me versus having a bank of people making phone calls like that and then feed me leads saying, this guy's interested in this. This is the way to do it. There's no doubt. Why are distributors not doing this? They don't know how to do it. They don't know how to do it. This is how to do it. Can you do this? Can you teach them how to do this? You guys that are reps and you guys that have some responsibility for distributors, why can't you do this?
I think they're really in tune to being more on the reactive side than
right.
They are. That's true.
But you can get somebody, put a little advertisement in a grocery store, come in and do phone verification work, learn the latest Windows software, make your own hours. You get people coming in, and they give you 3 or 4 hours a week. Great. That's terrific. Let them do a little commission stuff. You cannot take somebody like Darren, who is the number one customer service rep in the business, and make him a telemarketer. You can't do it. This guy has customers that depend on him. And what distributors do is they take somebody that's doing a job, and they say, guess what, Darren? You're going to be our telemarketer, too. And a guy has got the wheel of doom hanging around his neck so big he can't even pick his head up, and you're going to tell him he's going to make cold calls on a telephone. Not going to happen. You got to get people to come in, and they only got 3 hours a week, maybe, or a day, or whatever. They're going to make some outbound calls. Doing the system, fantastic. It works, and you will definitely get new business. Okay, let us move over now to the next page, page 31. This is a phone sales contact flow chart, but honestly, I don't think this is that big of a deal. I think the chart we just went over is the key. If you look at the next one, page 32, this is the daily call log. This is the thing where you make the cross hatches. And you can make a little game with yourself. You know, you get this little thing going on, and, you know, the time is, let's say, 8:30 to 9, and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, You know, you make 8 calls in a half hour. You had a good half hour. And after a while, you know what your number is. You don't show this to the boss. You just keep this for yourself. And you say to yourself, look, I want to make at least 75 outbound calls a day. That's a good number. You can live with that number. Nobody can make 123 phone calls in a day but me. There is no one else that can do that.
Yeah, but...
On a regular basis, you'd be dead.
Is it about the quality of the call, though?
No. No, it's not about the quality at all. It's about following that step, getting the information, and it's all about cleaning out the records, screening them, finding out who can buy, it's doing all that kind of stuff. And then you got guys that can go in the account, and they put them on their records, and they're going over here to ABC Manufacturing, and DEF Manufacturing is right next door, so they stop in and check it out, follow up on it, and things like that. So it's all about making calls, getting them going, finding out the information about the account. And if you do something like this, you know, you get certain targets, and... You know, 75 is a pretty good target. Anybody does 100 in a day ought to get a bonus or something like that. And they, you know, a dollar here, a dollar there. If you do this and that, and you can give people bonuses. And, you know, a commission thing like that is something you can change as you go along.